This is the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat here on 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now, Mike Paramore, head coach of the Cause. And coach, just first off, we got to go back and talk a little bit about last year. I mean, obviously the last two seasons have been incredible runs for your groups. You've gone to the state championship game the last 2 years and ultimately fall just short. But overall, just what have you been able to take from what your program has been like these last two seasons?
It's been a lot of fun. We got great kids that enjoy playing the game, and they got great work ethic, and they're fun to be around. They practice hard. Just impressed with anybody last year that survived all the weirdness of the pandemic and all the changes week to week, and showing the resilience of kids and to overcome that and still have a great season. Nothing but proud of what they accomplished. And as we told them, we tell all our kids, what you leave behind is a legacy that hopefully that the younger classes have learned from you, how to work hard, how to do things the right way. And, if the program's still in great shape when you leave, that's a tribute to what they've done.
You had 12 seniors last year lost off that team, but a lot of people may look at your team and say, well, you only bring back four starters, so it's going to be tough sledding. But you do bring back a solid group of guys that saw quite a bit of action last year. You still got to be excited about what you bring back this season.
Yeah, I mean, those guys that come back saw some significant minutes. You'd always like to have more, but we've had a few that have been in the fire. Reichen stepped in week three when we lost Billy at quarterback and had Moussad in there, so he stepped into the running back, and he really had a great season, stepped up, and we knew he was a good player, just a year behind that. That was going to be tough to find playing time, but then his opportunity came, and he took great advantage of it. Got a couple bigs up front, Jeremiah and Wesley, return, played a load of snaps on the offensive and defensive line for us, and that's a good place to have some experience, so we're excited about what they bring back. And Jackson Payne, our other senior, that's saw a lot of starting time and minutes, and gave us some quality playing time throughout their playoff run. So.
Yeah, you talk about Billy Welch, Thad Metcalf being those two guys really were the workhorses last year. You bring back Gunnar Ball. He'll be the starting quarterback here heading into Friday night. He's a guy that started every JV game last year, got into a few varsity games as well. What are your expectations for him, especially starting on Friday night?
Just wanted to play within himself. I mean, he's got some ability, and it's going to be a little different with the Friday night lights. They shine a little bit brighter, but he's a heck of a good athlete, and we expect him to go out and run the offense and be efficient what we're doing, and just continue on offensively what we've done in the past, try to distribute it to our playmakers, and be versatile, be hard to defend, hopefully, as we try to give a lot of different looks and feel like we got some guys that need to have the ball in their hands, and play within himself, I think, would be the biggest thing.
I know the last few years you've really been a team that has spread things out and like to throw the ball around the yard a little bit and also just spread things out, running some few gaps and some things like that. But does anything change here heading into this year with such a new group and a younger group coming back?
I think we've maybe just probably reduced the package a little bit. That group was coming back. They started as juniors all the way through because of a small senior class in front of them. And then their senior year, they were ready for more. And they had a little bit more freedom, maybe making some checks and doing some things. So we're still trying to be basically who we are. You always tweak at the guy's strengths and try to make it fit them. But, we have a philosophy of what we want to be offensively. And probably the only thing we've done really is just maybe reduce the package a little bit and make sure as we evolve and hopefully we continue to add to the playbook as the season goes.
We'll get to see what your guys have right away coming up on Friday night. You'll take on Jeff West, and we'll talk more about that matchup when we come back here on the Perry LeCompton Call Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat, brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry. Johnny came back with you along with Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause. And, well, coach, you opened up the season on Friday against Jeff West, a league opponent here right off the bat. Obviously, you know quite a bit about Jeff West, but what are your expectations, first off, just heading into this week one game?
It's time to play. I mean, like everybody else, 3 weeks doesn't sound like a long time, but we're tired of seeing each other, and it was good to have the jamboree last week to go get some different guys on the other side of the ball. Anxious to play, anxious to see if we've gotten better from the jamboree. That was a good learning experience for us, and I've always said, you make the most progress from week one to week two, but now with the jamboree, you get to do what you really like and see if you can make that progress, and I think we've had a good week of practice learning from that. As always, we expect our guys to go out and play hard, and expect them to execute and be fundamentally sound.
And you mentioned the jamboree. That's something that a lot of coaches I know really like. Is that something, a way that you're hoping maybe some of the guys get some of those first game jitters out from that jamboree, hopefully taken into Friday?
I think that helped, yeah, because for some of them it was the first time, and to be in front of a crowd, again, play somebody different, so that kind of heightened your awareness a little bit, and hopefully that did it. It'll still be different on Friday night when those lights come on, and the guys across the field have been practicing or got the same goals and aspirations you do, so it'll be a good challenge for us, but hopefully that helped us a little bit.
And I know, obviously, the last several years have been really good for your program, again, mentioning going back-to-back to the state championship game. So what are just your expectations of this group? I know it's kind of hard to put expectations on a group after what that senior class did, but what are your expectations for this 2021 season?
I don't think our expectations have changed. I mean, we've never talked about, you know, going to be a state championship. You know, those were obviously the goals you want to get to. But, you know, we talk about taking care of things we can take care of. And that's, you can control your attitude. You can control your effort. We can go play hard, make sure you're getting better in practice every day. And if you're doing those kind of things, the rest of it will fall in place and that success will happen. And just enjoy the process, enjoy the grind. And if we can do those things, take care of those things we can control, we feel like we've got a chance to be successful.
Talking about your week one opponent here in Jeff West, what do you really know about the Tigers? I know they got a new head coach coming in, so what do you really know about Jeff West here heading into week one?
That's always tough when you're not sure, and you know, we don't trade any film or do anything like that at this point in time. Kind of look back a little bit. We had some film. He was at Baldwin, kind of maybe take what they've done there and see if he's carrying that over to Jeff West. So it's kind of, you kind of try to keep a little bit more vanilla, I guess, going in with the game plan because you're just not exactly sure what they're going to be. You know, great rivalry. The Jeff West Perry LeCompton games are fun. I mean, it's the rivalry. We call it the Rumble for the Rock. We got the ceremonial trophy at the end of it, who gets to keep it. And because we share the lake, and that's what we want to try to show Jester County that who's got the best team in the Big Seven. So it should be a fun. Emotions will be high, and our kids are excited to play.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. But with that, good luck against Jeff West on Friday night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Causes. Perry LeCompton Coaches Show brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry here on FM 103.9 KNZA.